Hello, and welcome to Grand Rapidians Play Video Games.
Yeah, hello people of Earth. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 2 of GRPVG.
Where we're still saying, fuck the police. And,
yeah, I'm Willie.
I'm Ginger.
And, like we said, welcome to the show. So we'll try doing a word of the day again. But this time, you can't use the word until after the quote of the week, because I have quotes again, too.
Okay, I will open it randomly, and then you
will
can point.
Okay. The word of the day is heredipity. Legacy hunting, trying to cage an inheritance. Heredipity.
Okay.
Now, the first quote out of the 1996 quote book.
Oh, no.
It takes 277 licks to get to the Tootsie Roll center of a Tootsie Pop. Joe.
All right.
Because he actually did that once.
Okay.
But then Molly said, it took me 516 one time. So I guess it all depends on the lick.
It does. Obviously, Joe was a harder licker than Molly.
Way to go, Joe.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. What was the word of the day again?
It sounds like Joe should work on the licking heredipity.
I was going to say, there's yacht girls that are out there trying their best to heredipity some clout.
I don't know. I don't think either of us used it quite right. Let's move on to the beverage. Because today, I have a special beverage.
Ooh, should I open up mine first, though?
Sure, I'll taste yours first.
We also have another special beverage, but it's not brought to you by. This one's just Faygo Orange Cream Soda Dreamin'. It says,
And it says, delicious.
All of them say that.
And it says, genuine Faygo. I'd hate to get the ripoff Faygo. What is that, Shasta?
Fonda. Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, that's pretty tasty. It's not quite as good as Stewart's, but almost. Stewart's orange cream soda. They make like fountain flavors in glass bottles.
Oh.
This one is almost as good as that. I'm going to give it 4.25.
I'm going to give it a 3.5 because it's not as good as the Sprecher's.
All right, my beverage.
It's large and in charge.
It is a Trinity Belgian Triple from the Sioux Brewing Company in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan.
Nice.
And, yeah, they had some bottles for sale for $25.
Oh, shit.
And I was talking to the brewmaster and the second in charge, the assistant brewmaster, I think his wife.
Oh, cool.
And was talking to him about the beers. And it's mostly a winery, like the 1886 winery.
Okay.
But they brew beer because they like it. And it's the only brewery in town unless you go across the border to Canada.
Ah.
So I was going to buy a bottle of it. And I did buy a bottle. They had different vintages from like 2018 to I think 2020 was the newest one they had opened.
Excellent. Okay.
And they recommended the 2018. So I bought a bottle of that. On my way out, the brewmaster was like, hey, you got a second? If you don't, that's okay. I was like, oh yeah, sure, I can chat a second. And he brought up this bottle of 2011.
Oh shit.
Sioux Brewing Company, Belgian Triple. It's never been for sale. He made one batch in 2011 for his daughter's wedding.
Oh, that's so cool.
Which happened like last year. And so they drank most of them. He said they were awesome. And he kept like 6 bottles for his personal use. And he traded me one of his personal bottles of the 2011 batch for the 2018 I bought.
That's actually really cool. You got an even more rarer beer.
Right. So there's only 5 of these left in existence. and
there's about to be 4. Wait.
No, I mean there's 6. There's about to be 5.
That's funny.
It's got a nice...
It's a very nice top bottle. It's 32 a blue ounce. Bottle. I see. Oh, genie gonna come out, right? Oh, nice pop crack.
After this year, he started putting the date on it. So this was the only year without a date printed on the bottle. It smells raisiny before I pour some.
Gluggity glug glug.
Pass into the iris.
May I smell it? I'm not going to drink any. I just want to smell it.
Here, smell it out of the glass. You'll get a better smell.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a Belgian triple.
It's 11% alcohol.
Oh, Lord. Will's going to be drunk.
I mean, it's already afternoon.
So. Yeah, that's true.
I didn't put it in the fridge. I just put it in the cellar, so it would be just slightly cool, like you recommended.
Okay.
It's really good. It's fruity, like plum, raisin, sweet malt.
Okay. Nice. It smells lovely. Like, usually beers don't smell good. That smells good.
Yeah, it's got a really smooth, yeasty, sweet hop with raisiny and...
It smells like a very yummy triple. I always like triples when I did drink, and that smells really good.
Yeah, it almost smells like a wine, but it is kind beer. Of wine-ish, just not made with grapes. I'm going to give it 5 out of 5. And if you're ever up in the UP, stop by the Sioux Brewing Company, and you can still get the 2018 batch. Definitely nice. Worth it. And all their other beers were awesome, too.
That's really good.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you got a cool bottle and got to meet them.
Yep, it's a half a growler. That's going in the growler collection.
Well, we'll be right back with Real Life XP.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. And when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung.
Now it's time for Real Life XP.
TMC, RLLC, GRPVG.
ABCDEFG.
HIJKLMNOP.
Abcadefkitty Jekyllman Aquastuvertses.
LMNO are 4 letters.
They're not one.
Not one.
That would be one confusing letter.
LMNO.
Ginger, what's your real life XP?
Oh, man. This is going to be a not super duper fun one, but like I'm fine mostly. So. While you were out of town, I was like, ooh, I need to water my plants, right? So I'm getting the water and putting, more jars out. And I'm coming down the stairs with one of the bigger mason jars full of water. And I have an empty plant thing because I was just done with the ones upstairs. So... As I got to the second step from the bottom, my right leg came out from under me, and then I proceeded to put my other leg out in front of me for I don't know what reason, and I fell right on the second step with my ass breaking my fall, and then I slid down the bottom. I spilled half of the jug of water. The jug didn't break, which I was pretty happy about. And then... I was just kind of there, like,
but you hit
you hit
full force butt cheek on the corner of the step.
Yes. And then I was like, I don't know if I can get up yet. I was just kind of moving a little slow. I crawled across the ground. Autumn was like, came up in my face and was like giving me little kisses, like, oh, are you okay?
The kitty Autumn.
Yeah, the kitty Autumn. And I'm like, I stand up and I was like, oh man, that sucked. But my tailbone doesn't hurt. I can walk, but my ass is really fucking sore. A couple days later, I have never had this purple of a bruise on me ever. Like, this shit is dark. Well, you saw how...
Yep, it's dark. I don't think I've ever seen a darker bruise outside of, like, an Evil Dead movie.
For real. For real. Like, this bruise is... Like, what's darker than purple but not quite black? I don't know what that is.
Your soul.
And the bruise on my ass. So, I think for not falling down the whole flight of stairs and just the bottom, having my badonk breaking my fall, I think I'm gonna give myself 200,000 points because I like cried for a second. Then I was like, oh fuck, work is gonna suck today. So yeah,
all right, 200,000 for sure.
Thanks.
So last episode, everybody voted for a hobby thing instead of a toilet-related thing. Impressive. So I'll tell that story quick a minute.
Okay.
It's not necessarily a gross, well, a little bit. I was leaving a bathroom stall, and I had a water bottle in my pocket. And as I was walking through the stall, I heard something, but I was like, eh, whatever. And washed my hands and left. Walked out the bathroom door and reached in my pocket for my water bottle, and it wasn't there. And I turn around and go back in, and there's a guy there in the bathroom behind me washing his hands. So, like, I look in the stall, and yep, there's my bottle of water in the toilet. And so, yeah, I just kind of stood around and waited a minute until that guy left the bathroom, and then I went and grabbed it out of the toilet, threw it in the garbage. And washed my hands.
That's fair. I mean, you know, toilets, if they're cleaned properly, it is potable water in there. Like, it's drinkable water that we piss and shit in, which is wild to me.
It hadn't been cleaned after I used it, though, so exactly. I wasn't about to drink out of it.
No, 10 out of 10 wouldn't recommend that, but that's good that you went and picked the bottle out of the toilet, though.
Okay, and my other real-life XP is that I got to go up to the UP in February.
Yeah.
And I was like... Brought a bunch of warm clothes, and I was expecting to, you know, see 6 foot deep snow and
it was 80 be able to degrees. Go skiing.
It did get up to 50 degrees one day. All the snow melted.
Mm-hmm.
One morning it was like 33 degrees out while it was still dark. It was above freezing. And one of the locals goes walking by wearing a t-shirt, carrying his coat. It was a heat wave up there.
My goodness. It totally is way up there. I mean, when they have, like, saunas in their house and shit.
Yeah, they're used to negative 33, not 33.
Right. Oh, fuck that nonsense. But that's kind of funny. Like, I always kind of laugh when I see people in shorts down here in the middle of winter. So, yeah. What's your points about grabbing the water bottle out of the toilet and going up to the UP?
I think about 150,000 for missing out on snow in the UP. There was a little bit, but
yeah.
And then let's even it up in another 50,000 for picking a water bottle out of the toilet.
I think that's fair. That's fair.
Let's take a quick break after this word from a sponsor.
Sponsor?
Today's episode is brought to you by the Sioux Brewing Company.
No.
They make really good beers.
Nice.
I hear they make good wines.
I wouldn't know.
And if you go and eat there, they make really good poutine. They're right by poutine. The Canadian border. Yep, standard poutine, fries, cheese curds, brown gravy. And it was awesome, too.
I bet.
So, yeah, shout out Sioux Brewing Company. Thanks for the triple. Thanks for the Trinity, Belgian triple.
Select your player.
Hey, Ginger.
Yes?
What game you play?
This is going to be part one of Final Fantasy 16, because I'm not finished with it, but I've been really enjoying playing this game. Yes.
So, it's the Final Fantasy. Is it the final one?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not. But it's pretty, like, different compared to a lot of the other ones that I've played. It's still an RPG, where you have a person and you're basically saving the world or whatever. This one is very Game of Thronesy like. A little less incest, which I'm here for. Like, less incest in stories. That's a good thing. Let's not do that nasty shit. Thank you.
So it's very cutscene and story heavy, I take it?
Well, there's two modes. You can do story mode or, like, adventure mode.
Okay.
I did story mode first because I want to see the story. You are Clive as the main character, and you are looking like you're at first your brother's kind of like shield, and your brother is the Phoenix. He can turn into like the Phoenix summon spell.
Okay. This
game, it almost has like kaiju summon spell fights, which are pretty fucking epic.
Well, it sounds like your brother is a Marvel superhero.
You are too.
Okay.
Like, what's you your turn superpower? Into Ifrit.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're Iceman and your brother's Phoenix.
No, you're Fireman. Ifrit is fire.
Oh, okay.
You're both fire.
Okay.
But this Final Fantasy, amongst all of them, is like, I think the first one with like blood and swearing. And it's kind of like, whoa.
I mean, there's been blood. I just don't think they said fuck in the Final Fantasy games before.
Not blood to this extent.
Right. Not
like,
not overly gory.
No, it is really gory. And that's why I brought in like the Game of Thrones, okay, on that aspect and like kings and queens and shit. But yeah, like the swearing is fucking awesome. Don't get me wrong. I'm just like, whoa, I'm not used to that.
Is this Final one Fantasy where you gotta kill Chaos?
No.
No.
But there is people are like saying, like causing chaos or shit, but like it's not like the
kill Chaos. Let's go kill Chaos.
No, I think that might be 15. Okay. I'm not sure without actually like looking it up, but whatever. So the graphics are beautiful. I think I might be kind of closer to the end. You have to like destroy crystals, like the big crystals.
8 crystals.
There's 4 of them, 4 or 5.
One for each Warrior of Light.
It you know, they don't say Warrior of Light, but like that's why I think people might have been like, was this before the first Final Fantasy?
Yeah, because in the first one, the 4 warriors were resurrected like hundreds of years after.
Right.
Right? If I remember correctly.
Yeah, it's something like that. Once again, I don't have a perfect memory, but yeah, that's why I was like, what the hell?
I remember that from Square Roots covering Final Fantasy 1 recently.
Nice. So, yeah, you're going around and Clive can take the powers away from these folks that are the dominant. That's what they call the people who can basically turn into the summon spells, their dominance.
Does it take place like in the same world as another Final Fantasy, like Ivalice?
No.
That's the Tactics
Rosaria
world.
Rosaria?
Okay.
Is one of the spots. No, there's
Blight. Sometimes they're related, sometimes they have the same names, and sometimes they're not.
This one's supposedly completely separate. But whatever. Like, it's still a fun game.
But
whatever. It doesn't fucking matter. I don't care. It's a fun game. So
what's the combat like?
The combat is, like, open as you run up. As you run up on enemies, like, sometimes more will come, but it's like, you know, you can shoot over it.
Wait. Is it turn-based?
It is not turn-based. Okay. So, also, when you get more of the powers, when you take more powers of Clive, you'll, like, have fire attacks, lightning attacks.
So, when you walk into an enemy, does an encounter start? Or do you fight them seamlessly on the... Okay, so you do go into encounters.
But it's pretty seamless, though. Right. Like, you go in the counter, but then there's, like, a circle where you have to stay in.
Okay.
But, like, you can see them from far away, but sometimes more will just, like, pop up.
Yeah, when you start the encounter. Mm-hmm. All right.
So that's pretty cool. There are some harder monsters as well, like hunts so and
then,
stuff.
So then you're fighting one inside the circle. What do you do? What buttons do you press?
How
does that work?
Okay, so you have a dog, and then you have your attacks.
A dog button?
You do have, that's the directional pad, but you are basically using triangle and square, but you can cycle through.
What do you use triangle and square for?
Attacks.
Okay.
And magic. Okay. And then you can cycle through the different things that you get, like your Ramu, your ROM.
Switch moves with the shoulder buttons?
Yes. Okay. And then you have a special attack as well. There's a couple that will load up that you can cycle through as well in the
menu.
Like
turn into the fire monster?
Yeah. You can also do your limit. So Clive will like do a limit. You got to press both of the directional sticks, the joysticks, like down, and then he'll like
L3 do a war cry.
L3 and R3. You'll like do a war cry, and like he'll like kind of look like he's about to turn into E3. His like his armor gets all spiky and fiery. It's fucking cool. Uh-huh. Like the graphics are amazing. Torgal is your dog you find early on, and then you get reunited with him, and he's like a magical dog.
And you said there's a stick for the dog during combat?
You use the directional pad. Okay. So you can cycle on the directional pad. There's a cycle through your items or Torgal, and you can attack and sick with Torgal. And then you can cure with him too.
Okay, cool.
Which is pretty neat.
Yeah. And if you fight a bee.
My dog stepped on a bee.
The Torgal fucks him up. You also have a friend from like childhood, Jill. She's the Shiva dominant. That's the ice.
Okay.
But later.
I thought that was the Final Fantasy Football trophy.
No. No, it's not. Shiva Kamini Sona Kana Krum.
Wrong Shiva fantasy.
Yes. So yeah, you're going through and you're taking the crystals away. There's Ultima, which is this creepy four-armed like entity that I think is trying to take over Clive because he can take all the
magic.
So you're
taking the crystals away from Ultima?
And people, like, okay. It's like people are just relying heavy on, like, crystals. They'll take pieces of crystals to cool stuff down or, like, use them in...
So they're more useful than Dragon Balls because you can use them separately.
Yes, okay. They are. But it's kind of weird. It's like Clive is basically getting rid of the crystals because... They're causing wars, basically.
Everybody's hooked on crystal.
Mm-hmm. It's like a meth Final Fantasy. Everyone's swearing and fucking cutting people up and shit.
Not brushing their teeth.
But it's kind of cool, too. Like, Sid was the Ramu dominant, but you end up, like, he dies, and then
Sid
Clive becomes,
what?
Like, Sid the Lightning Summon, Ramu.
Oh. Oh, okay. The way this, sorry, I thought you said Ramu. Like, oh, like steak tartare?
Ramu. Yuck.
Oh, you know, what do you call a cow when you don't cook it? Ramu.
Ramu.
Okay.
Words are hard. I'm still waking up. Leave me alone.
So Sid was the Ramu.
Yeah, and then...
Which is a summon?
Yeah, electric.
Summon? What's that one?
Lightning.
It's
like a big old guy with a staff with a long beard.
Okay, so that's like an elder lightning god type looking thing.
Yeah. But when Sid dies, you become the new Sid, which is kind of cool, because Sid is in all Final Fantasy games.
Yeah, it's like the Dread Pirate Roberts.
Yeah, so that was cool to after the first hideaway gets fucking blown up, you start a new hideaway. And I like how you can fast travel to a lot of places as well.
Do you get to fight rats early on in the game?
No.
Oh. What's the toilet situation?
I have not seen any toilets, but there is lots of rivers, and they're, like, surrounded by oceans, so we know it's a piss jug. They're floating in a piss jug.
Do you have, like, water magical attacks?
I mean, ice, but I haven't gotten water. Okay. I got because the fire.
That could be one way to expel liquids, maybe through magic. It'd be kind of like a quick tangent about another new game, Foam Stars. I haven't even played it, but it's people said, oh, it looks like a Splatoon clone before it came out.
Okay.
And then after people came out, or after it came out, people said, I wish it was a Splatoon clone. But there's a story mode where, like, all the bubbles and foam that you shoot, there's, like, this high school girl, like, her body just makes foam. And so the foam that you shoot, it comes from the contestants' bodies rather than being generated by the weapons.
So they're using piss.
Yes.
Or
all
shit.
All the foam is a combination of sweat and piss.
Okay, so the magic I have unlocked in Final Fantasy 16, well, you got the fire right off the bat because you're an Ifrit. Then you get the lightning. Oh, wait, no, you get wind, then lightning.
Do they have cool Final Fantasy names?
And then Bahamut. Like
Baraga and
Blizzaga
and shit, or no?
Honestly, I'm going to have to look again when I'm in a fight because there's so much going on when you're in the fight. Like, yeah. I'm just pressing the buttons and looking if my specials are loaded because... So
you're just button mashing?
Is it an RPG absolutely. You can button mash? It's fucking fantastic. but, like, the storyline, like, Clive saw his brother, quote-unquote, die from Ifrit, and he didn't know until, like, a few hours into the game that it was him who supposedly killed his brother, but his brother didn't die. His brother's the Phoenix. Yeah. Like, come on.
So maybe he did die, but he's still back.
Mm-hmm. So as these people are using their magic, it's kind of turning them into stone. It's hurting them to, like, use their magic. So that's another reason why Clive's like, well, if we don't have these, like, crystals, then people aren't going to be dominants or whatever. But he's the only one who's a dominant that is able to take the other dominant's magic and not turn into stone. So I still haven't gotten to the end.
So he's,
and that,
like,
will be coming.
He's like the Highlander. If he was,
there will fucking be only one.
If only one Highlander can absorb other Highlanders, all the rest are just fucked.
Oh my god, that's so funny. But the Titan, the guy who was the Titan, was dating the girl who was the wind dominant, and when Clive killed the wind dominant chick.
A Titan is dating a lady?
It was, like, his magic. I cut off Koopka. I cut off his fucking arms, and that shit, that...
What's Koopka?
He was the fucking Titan dominant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see, you're not paying attention to me.
I didn't know you said his name.
It was wild to see, like, Clive cut off his fucking hands, and then he's sitting there bashing them, and blood's just, like, fucking squirting everywhere. I'm like, Jesus. Like, they did really good. It was just, like I said, it kind of took me back a little bit from playing so much Final Fantasy, and them not having blood, them just kind of pixeling away when they die. Like, that's another thing. Like, they do disappear eventually, like, enemies when you fight them, but they're laying on the ground. And that's kind of also a little different from that, the Final Fantasies.
Yeah.
I fought a couple of Marlboro looking things. They weren't called that, but wow. I've always liked how much detail they have in some of the enemies. Like, it's just beautiful. They
did
a great job.
Do you know what their new name is now?
I fought one that was called a carrot.
With a K?
No.
Spelled like the vegetable carrot?
Yep.
Okay.
Nope, I didn't take any notes or anything. I wonder was just if it's really a enjoying...
Kakarot in Japanese.
I mean, maybe. You know, you as you're going through the game, you're becoming friends with people when you do side quests. Side quests are, there's a lot of
side quests. No bathrooms. What about drinks? Can you, like, go to the bar and pour another drink?
There's, like, taverns or whatever you go into, but I haven't personally drank. I've seen cutscenes where people are, like...
Okay.
You have a chocobo when you're a kid, and it saves you, loses its eye, and later in a side quest, you get your chocobo back, which is pretty cool. And it's like the pirate chocobo has an eye patch, because, yeah, it's cool. So, yeah, it's been really fun. The side quests are really nice and easy. You can do monster hunts, and there's a little Moogle who you can understand. Yeah, it's really cute and a beautiful game. Looking forward to beating it and bringing the rest of it and my experience on the next episode or two.
Find those toilets. Next time you feed your chocobo some Geisel greens, follow it around.
I haven't been able to feed mine Geisel greens, but I had to bring seeds to a different community so they could grow them, and they're like, they're not the best, but if you cook them right, they're good. I was like, oh, is this okra or something?
I was gonna say, like, the pokeweed in our side yard.
You know,
if you chop it while it's young and cook it, it's good, but if you let it grow, then it's poison. I'm not gonna eat any.
Thank you.
So yeah, I'll come back and spoil the rest of the game for y'alls. It's pretty good though.
Kitty. Well, thanks for guesting, Kitty Autumn.
Select your player.
Hey, Will, what game you play?
Oh, I played a few. First, ooh, I'm going to shout out on Super Nintendo, Kirby's Dream Course is a great multiplayer game.
Nice.
It's like mini golf in Kirby World.
Okay.
And so it's not necessarily just shoot it to the hole. There are Kirby enemies that you have to hit.
Excellent.
Each one that you hit gives you stars.
Okay.
And then the last one turns into the hole.
And that's what he said.
And you can steal somebody else's stars by running into it.
Yeah,
and
you can
bump into people and push them around. And you can get Kirby abilities, like to turn into a tornado or bring out a parasol to float. And, yeah, it's a great two-player game. Super Nintendo, and it's on the Switch Online service.
What other game you play?
I played Speedrunners.
Oh, yeah, that was fun to watch.
Uh-huh. Oh, kitty.
We didn't think we were going to have a guest today, but now we have Autumn.
All right, so Speedrunners is a 2D platformer where there are four characters running at a time.
Okay.
On stages that go in loops.
Okay.
And this is also mostly meant to be a multiplayer game, but you can play it single player. There's a story mode where you have to race against computers.
Nice.
And it's like retro comic book style, like 50s, 60s. And actually each four stages you beat, you get a comic book that you can read, like, about the characters.
Oh, that's really neat.
So they all have these cheesy but funny, like, superhero stories. You're also a superhero, and you can switch between the guys.
Neat.
But you run, you jump, you can double jump.
Ooh.
You can slide to go under things.
Okay.
And everybody has a grappling hook, and so you can hook and use the momentum. And you can, like, swing up around corners. You can,
okay.
Sometimes you could do that and you take shortcuts and you hit switches and, like, it closes off the shortcut behind you, like, to help you race. And as you go faster and faster and get ahead of people, whoever is at the back of the screen, once they get you know, knocked off screen.
Okay.
Then they're eliminated.
Yep.
And the last person alive wins the race. And much like Bomberman, the longer you take, if you keep going, the screen gets smaller and smaller, and it fills in black, so you got a smaller area.
So you can either lose quicker or win faster.
Yeah. It's a lot about learning and memorizing the courses and racing. But instead of on a racetrack, you're on a 2D platforming course.
Nice.
So yeah, that's a cool concept, and yeah, I like it.
Awesome.
Speedrunners.
Sweet. Was there another game you played, or was that it?
There is.
Ooh!
I got two more.
Oh, shit.
I mean, this is season two. We're only doing every other week.
Yeah. And
so, I want to be able to cover more games.
Well, I get more time for my RPGs.
And when I only covered one game a week, there were a lot of games I missed out on.
Right.
So, do you want to hear about the game that I beat in, like, 2 hours first? Or the game that I've been...
Let's do 2 hours first, and then the one you that might be longer.
It's not a full retail release. It's a free game on PlayStation 5.
Okay.
And it's more about game design philosophy than being an actual game.
Oh, cool.
It is called Interaction Isn't Explicit.
Nice. That's a pretty elaborate name.
Yeah. And this... One guy made it. The artwork, it's a third-person 3D action game. The art style reminds me a lot of Mad World. It's like black and white comic book style.
Nice.
3D. And it's kind of abstracted. The artist put like lots of like just hands coming out of the ground.
Okay.
Big hand statues, giant hand statues, all kinds of cool
Very
stuff.
Very Beetlejuice-like.
Yeah, maybe. But you play as, like, a TV head guy. You got a surfboard you start out with.
Like a skibbity toilet.
Yeah. You can surf around on the water and on the land.
I'm different.
There's some shooting where you gotta shoot people, and it, like, talks about each aspect of game design. Like,
oh, okay.
Like, here we make it so you can jump and double jump, and you get, you know...
It's like a jump and a double jump?
Yeah, but it's like, here it's not text sensitive. But then here in this part, you can only jump in the spots where the programmer allows you. And that's like context sensitive button pressing. Like, it names games for each thing. Like this God of War game or you know, blah, blah, blah. And
like examples.
Yeah. And so there will be like a sentence or two will pop up. And then you play through it so you get to see what the guy means. Like, here, you can only jump where the programmer's intended, and there's, like, one really cool set piece where you've got to jump and kill some guys that are on top of basically a dead astronaut who's laying there, and, like, like, his head is, like, as big as a two-story house.
Okay.
But this helmet is cracked open, and there's a skull inside, and there's platforms, and you gotta, like, jump up on top of the body to fight him.
Interesting.
And then, like, the final boss, he talks about Shadow of the Colossus before you have to fight this big giant TV head guy where you have to, like, jump and climb up him and like, do things in a certain order. Yeah. Which the guy who made this game said that Shadow of the Colossus is, like, the best game of all time. So, you know where he's coming from.
Yep.
Shots fired. But it's a cool study on video game mechanics and gives you a little bit of insight on how certain games work and why some stuff feels good and some stuff feels restrictive. And
because of game mechanics.
Yeah.
Neat.
And
what's the game you play?
I'm still playing DPS Idol. This seems like it should be a mobile game.
It should be because I want it on my phone.
But it's not. It's only available on Xbox and Windows via Steam. So maybe if you got a Windows phone, Ginger.
Nah, I'm good.
I don't think they make those anymore.
Yeah, I'm good too. Like, I don't need a new phone yet.
So DPS Idol is an idol game where you sit there and Well, once you get it going, once you get cards out, it does damage to creatures. And as you move up creatures, they exponentially increase in the amount of money you get. That also exponentially increases the amount of damage that they take to kill them.
Okay.
When it starts out, there's like a beetle with 10 hit points. And to kill the first time, you gotta go to it and press the button on it, and it deals 1 damage to it. And you kill a couple, you get a little bit of money, and you can unlock cards in decks.
Okay.
And each deck has, I don't know, it's like 32 cards or something. And once all the cards in a deck are unlocked, you can upgrade one to silver.
Okay.
And I haven't made it far enough to upgrade anything to gold yet, but you can do that.
Nice.
But you get multipliers. When you get stuck, it says restart the game whenever things feel slow.
Ah.
And you can join the Merchant's Guild, which when you restart, it will give you a percentage increase on the amount of gold that you earn.
Okay.
And it's not just a small percentage increase. Like, right now I have, like, 2.5 billion percent increase on gold from the merchant.
Okay, nice.
And then the Warriors Guild will give you a times percentage on damage. And I'm at, like, 2.5 million plus percent damage.
Damn.
On that.
Nice.
And so I went through and I got all 2,000 gamer score trophy points on this before I even unlocked the characters you can hire.
Okay.
Like, there's a warrior and a wizard, and like, playing this for weeks still, like, my damage has gone from, you know, doing one when I start, but now when I start it up, restart, because of all the stuff I'm unlocked,
mm-hmm.
I'm doing like 5 billion damage right away to start.
Nice.
And it gives me so much money right away without the multipliers that I can get it up to like 5 trillion damage pretty quick. I get like trillions of dollars right away. But then it goes through, every number is abbreviated, you know, millions, billions, trillions, quadrillions, quintillions, septillions, sextillions. And after that, it goes to like C, that like centillions.
You're asking the wrong person.
And then just today, I unlocked, somehow, artifacts, which was a new category.
Oh, nice.
And that, the lowest thing I can buy is, like, a number I have never had. After C, there's, like, C is after SPT, which is septillion. But I've had, like, so much money and not even the same number, the letters for the number that the cheapest one is. There's like combinations of letters, like, what the fuck is this supposed to mean? So I need
WTF.
To look up.
WTF.
Yeah, like big numbers, millions and billions, multipliers, which makes trillions and quadrillions. And then,
yeah,
like to become the king in one of the guilds, you need like a 500 trillion bonus multiplier from the guild.
Damn.
So someday I will be getting like, I don't know, Googles of money. Google spelled with 3 O's.
Google.
No, G-O-O-G-O-L. That's how you spell the number. Yeah. DPS idol.
Nice.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You need leaves to upgrade some cards.
Okay.
And you need like soul coins to upgrade some other cards.
Okay.
On the second deck, and there's a third deck that I haven't even unlocked yet. I need skulls to upgrade those cards.
Is there a toilet in this game?
No, but you should be able to play it on your phone.
Well, is there like,
I mean,
piss jugs?
You get shitloads of everything.
There's gold, yellow, and there we go. Golden shower, because you have so much money.
One of the achievements is for getting 100 leafs. One of the achievements is for getting 200 leafs. Monster kill! And today, when I restarted, I flipped over to, like, the first boar, like, pig, gives you leafs. I let it sit there for about 30 seconds, 40 seconds, and I had about 1,000 leafs.
Nice.
On the in-game stuff, you get, there They do have mobile-like predatory transactions to get purple gems.
Okay.
And you can use purple gems to unlock, like, permanent boons and stuff. Today, I first discovered in the store, like, oh, yeah, go. You can buy, like, for $100, you can get 15,000 gems. And you can use, like, 500 gems for 1.5% damage. And you can use 500 gems for this. And
it really reminds me of the idle games that I play on my phone.
Yeah. You can spend $50 and you get to join the premium guilds for 2 weeks. Plus, you get...
Two weeks? Get the fuck out of here. Yeah.
Otherwise, it's only 500 purple gems to join for a week. But, yeah, no. I saved up 100 gems to unlock... There's two magical crystal balls that I have so far.
Okay.
And you tap those 10 times, and it increases the multiplier damage.
Nice.
You usually use leaves to unlock it and increase it. So the one on the right, I will have giving about 11 times more damage.
Oh, shit.
And then the one on the left gives 3 more damage.
Nice.
3 times more damage.
Nice.
So that's how I've gotten up to over 500 quintillion damage per second.
That's pretty cool, though.
All right. Oh, the enemies you kill, it's just menu-based, but there's a big beetle.
And then, beetle? Does it have a shell?
Yeah.
You can piss in it.
There's boars. There are...
They can piss in the shell, too.
There are, like, treants.
You can piss creatures. On those.
I'm sure the boars do. There's a dark warrior, which is like a...
Like a dark elf?
Yeah. An elf lady in armor.
You can pee on her, too, if you have consent. Or not. I mean, I'm not your boss.
But despite doing, you know, 500 quintillion damage per second, I haven't made it up to the first boss or the second location. There's, like, things that I can't... guilds that I can't unlock until I'm, like, to location 12 or location 15.
Damn.
The last one.
Or if you pay to play.
The last one. Location 25 to move to another island. So, I mean, this game might go to infinity. I don't fucking know. It sounds like it does.
Interesting. It's, I want it on my phone. I'd play the shit out of this on my phone. I love idle games. They're so nice.
And, yeah, this is one of the few that I liked. There is also on Xbox a free Dungeons & Dragons idle game. I booted that up and looked at it for, like, 3 minutes and said, fuck no, fuck this game, and fucking deleted it. So that's my quick diss for Dungeons & Dragons idle on Xbox.
Nice.
Don't even try it.
Fair.
Humiliation. All right, that's about it.
All right. Now it's time for recommendations.
Okay, recommendations. I will recommend the Sioux Brewing Company in Sioux St. Marie, Michigan.
Nice.
And as weird, it's spelled Sioux St. Marie. Only in Michigan would you spell that S-A-U-L-T.
Like Salt St. Marie.
And then S-T-E for Saint. They never spell out Saint. It's always S-T-E.
I guess it needs to be not confused for straight. S-T.
Yeah. Or you could do S-A-I-N-T. But that's not the brewing company's fault.
No.
Sioux Brewing Company spelled it right. They're spelled S-O-O.
So brewing. No, Sioux. Nice. I am going to recommend a show you can watch on Tubi. Peep Show. I fucking love it. It's such a dark British comedy. That. It's so funny. Like, I watched all 9 seasons. I think there's 6 or 9 episodes a season. Nice.
It starts out like...
It's so silly.
It starts out like you can read their thoughts or hear what they're thinking. But then it evolves from there.
But it much still
like,
has it.
It still has it come in. Much like Trailer Park Boys started out like a reality show. And then it evolved from that, but they would still bring it back sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fucking wild.
I was also going to recommend Five Below. I haven't been to one in a long time. And if you want to find the store, Five Below. If you want to find some cheap Japanese snacks or graphic tees.
I got a cute kimono shirt there that a lot of people give me compliments on. It's like $5.
I got a Dragon Ball Z energy drink that I might talk about next week if nice. It lasts that long. I also got these from Taiwan called Pretz, like pretzel sticks, but they're sweet corn flavored.
Okay.
Pretzel sticks.
I liked the potato one.
Yeah, those were Japanese. They're made out of potatoes and butter.
And the ghee. Mochi. Yep. The mochi is good.
Uh-huh. I had a bubble tea that was good. Mm. So yeah, Five Below, Sioux Brewing Company, and Peep Show are today's recommendations.
Impressive. Yep.
Grand Rapidians play video games. We don't know what else to say.
We would also like to thank our patrons.
Thanks, patrons.
Yep. Thank you, Mike Gagne from Boston Harbor Horror Podcast. Thank you, Chris Copeland from the Retro Hangover Podcast. Thank you, Dan the Movie Seller from the Movie Seller Podcast. Thank you, Maiden of the Veil. You can go request a tarot reading from her on her Instagram, Maiden of the Veil. Thank you, JD Lowe, Burger Time champion.
Booger Time?
Burger.
Okay.
I didn't say booger, but I mean, if he could get like a plaque that said Booger Time, that would booger. Be pretty great.
He could do Booger Man.
Last but not least, Daddy Keith from the Main Quest Podcast. Ooh, thank you.
You might be hearing from on this podcast soon.
Oh, yeah. Your dad's coming back. Thank you, Rappy McRapperson, for your intro music and Inadequacy for your outro music.
Speaking of coming back, the Movie Seller's back. Doing, like, free shit Fridays.
Nice.
So check out the Movie Seller again. But check us out on our link tree. linktr.ee/GrandRapidians. That will bring us to all of the social medias that we barely use and all the stuff that is relevant.
What's most important is listening to us with your ear holes.
Tell a friend. Smash that like button. Give us 5 stars. Leave a review. Subscribe. All that stuff.
And if you want a free sticker, you can send us a picture of your review and where you want us to send the sticker.
Yeah, leave a review and we'll send you a sticker. No, what do you call that? No terms apply.
Right.
Except for leaving a review. All right. One term.
Limited terms apply.
Now they just say T's and C's apply. On commercials. Like, damn, that's shitty. Fuck the shitty capitalist shorthand bullshit corpus speak.
Yeah, fuck capitalism.
And
death to fascism.
Yeah, like they say on TDZ, don't do nothing about white supremacy.
Yep.
Goodbye.